Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, who's traveling, and we're turning to South Korea and the turmoil of these last days. Very difficult to summarize, so I will turn to Tara Oh, fellow at the East Asia Research Center, to comment on what we've been witnessing. What I know for certain is that President Yoon has been impeached and removed from office. There is now an acting president. At the same time, President Yoon has said that he will continue to fight, whatever that means. Tara, a very good evening to you. I'm unfamiliar with what happens next in the Constitution. Is there an election to be held, or is the acting president to serve out the term? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, he was impeached on the 14th of this month. And from now, what happens is it goes to the Constitutional Court. And the Constitutional Court has to make a decision within 180 days, whether to accept the impeachment that was passed by the National Assembly or reject it. So if it is accepted, then after that, another presidential election has to occur within 60 days.
60 days. Okay, that sounds fixed. Now, the reason for the impeachment is much more mysterious to me. Ostensibly, it's something about martial law. Please help me understand.
Yes, they did this very quick. They put together this very quickly. There was no investigation. Just like the last time when we had impeachment of President Park Geun-hye, no investigation. And the evidence, so-called evidence that they attached to this is newspaper articles, which has a whole bunch of fake news. So that's, but you know, the method worked. And so they are using the same method again. Of course, they have that along with the crowd that you see in newspapers and the media. And it looks like they only carry the ones who support the impeachment, not the ones who oppose the impeachment. In fact, the ones who oppose the impeachment, they're even greater in number. But those are not shown by the media. So that's one. And in some of these crowds, there are reports of a huge presence of Chinese. And, you know, I've heard this anecdotally, as well as there was an actor who posted about it, about a one-third Chinese speaking. So it's a significant amount. They also had ads for sort of like rent a crowd ad, where they said they will pay about 12,000 won, which is about $9, plus they get free mask and jacket and things like that. So anyway, so when we see this crowd, it's not all Koreans demanding impeachment. This is staged. However, now that he is impeached, but he did vow to fight, and he used to be a prosecutor. So, you know, he's used to dealing with law and arguing cases. So I think we'll see that play out in the Constitutional Court. Now, one of the things that it will be brought up, because he's been saying this even before, you know, when he explained why he declared martial law, you know, right when he did it on December 3rd, and then after he was impeached, what he said was one of the reasons he sent, he called martial law was to basically go search and seize the National Election Commission. And one would think that, well, that's sort of overkill. But what happened was National Election Commission is intrinsically tied with the Supreme Court Justice. So Supreme Court Justice is chairman of the National Election Commission. And so they can't really investigate because they can't get a warrant. And they can't get a warrant because judges are reluctant to issue a warrant against Supreme Court Justice. So that's the situation. And this is an issue that a lot of Korean citizens have been concerned about, election fraud, for in 2020 as well as 2024. And there's a lot of evidence, but they just could not investigate. And they've been oppressed and threatened, and the media doesn't carry this. So because this was one of the reasons why they impeached him, they'll have to bring this out in the courts. Which they don't want to do. So we'll see, you know, what happens with that.
Gordon, you have a question for Tara.
Tara, as you mentioned, the impeachment now goes to the Constitutional Court. What are President Yoon's chances in the court?
Okay, so if everything is done according to the law, then he should not, this should not be an issue. Just like the last time, it was not about the law. It was about how much pressure is put on the judges, basically, through the media, through these protests. Again, the other side's protest doesn't seem to weigh at all for some reason. Now, when I said that this should not be an issue, because in Korea, the Constitution gives the authority to call martial law to the president in certain cases. So he acted within his authority. Now, I mean, one could question, well, was the condition proper or not? So that's a different issue. But he didn't, it was not illegal. And so, again, because Constitutional Court is supposed to look at the Constitution, if it looks at the Constitution, then this should be rejected. But that's not how it works when there's, when the, you know, atmosphere is filled with fear. And when I say that, recently, Lee Jae-myung, the opposition party leader, who has been under investigation, he recently instructed people to, this is what he said, quote, "If people don't agree with the impeachment, then show them what fear is." And what happened was the people who opposed impeachment, they sent all these flower stands to President Yoon's office outside. And it was at least a mile long. These flower stands are very expensive, too. But anyway, because people are so desperate, they want to show him that, you know, they opposed impeachment. And somebody set this on fire maybe several hours ago. And so that's one of the threats. The other is, there was a lawmaker in the People Power Party, and his office, somebody vandalized his office entrance with blood. They threw like a bucket full of blood on that. They're also messaging, you know, to threaten their children. So this is what's going on. National Assembly has been trying to impeach, but not just trying to, they actually impeached some of the ministers and prosecutors, especially prosecutors who are prosecuting cases related to Lee Jae-myung. So Lee Jae-myung is still under, going through court cases, but he has been delaying it and delaying and delaying it. And everyone thought that he would be going to jail, but now not so sure because political mood has changed. So there's a lot of moving parts here.
Tara, checking on North Korea, reporting last week was the first instance recorded that North Korea had announced that there was a disruption in the presidential administration in South Korea. Is that significant? Are you watching North Korea?
Yes, I was wondering about that because in the past, when there were instances like this, North Korea reported it right away. In fact, not only report right away, they had more videos and footages than what was given to South Korea in public. So this is unusual in that sense that they waited this long. And I really think that there were external powers at play. But I'm not sure how much role North Korea had, although many of the members of the National Assembly, especially in the Democratic Party of Korea, they were former students. When they were students, they were activists that wanted socialist revolution in South Korea under North Korea. And in fact, Lee Jae-myung recently said that there shouldn't be any efforts to denigrate the work done by my Kim Jong-il of North Korea and my leader, Kim Il-sung. And when he used the word leader, Korean word, is Chuseok. Now, that's Korean word, but it's not something that's used in South Korea. It's only used for communist countries. So they use that for like Ho Chi Minh or, you know, North Korea, Kim Il-sung. So he used North Korean term for that.
Gordon, you have a final question. We have less than a minute.
So, Tara, is Lee Jae-myung the head of the opposition? Is he going to, if he becomes president, as many people expect, will he take South Korea and try to make it communist?
He will definitely take it in that direction. He has made numerous statements that, first of all, he's pro-CCP, he is pro-North Korea, he's pro-socialism, he's anti-US, anti-Japan, anti-South Korea, and anti-capital, capitalism, anti-market. So some of the things he said, when he met Chiang Hai-ming, who was the ambassador, Chinese ambassador to Korea, he went to Chinese embassy and basically said, I fully support one China policy. And he also wanted to do some sort of joint work or joint response to, you know, the Fukushima waters of Japan. So basically he wanted to criticize Japan together. So, and he, you know, referred to the United States as occupation force.
Tara Oh of the East Asia Research Center, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
From emails to reports and project proposals, it's hard to meet the demands of today's competing priorities without some help. Grammarly is the essential AI communication assistant that boosts your productivity at work so you can get more of what you need done faster. Just a few clicks can tailor your tone and writing so you come across exactly as you intend. Get time back to focus on your high-impact work. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.